Hi there. I'm recording this episode in early October 2025, and it's about this time of year every year that I hear the call coming around the workplace. I can't wait for Christmas. I really need a break. Does that sound familiar? Look, there's no question that it's been another big year. Every year's a big year, right? We've navigated some gnarly challenges. We deserve a break. We've earned it. But Christmas won't fix it. In other words, you might get a break, but the underlying problem won't go away. What's that problem? The problem of continually running out of juice. Most of us run our years like we run our cars. We drive on and on, we run the tank low, and by November, we're running on fumes. Then we treat the big summer break like we're going to the fuel station. Summer will refuel the tank full enough to get us back on the road for another year, and we say to ourselves, next year will be so much better. And then we get back in late January, and guess what? That relentless work is still there. And so is the underlying pattern of thinking and behavior that we run to deal with the work. And so the cycle continues for another year. This is an infinite loop that I've written about in some blog posts, which I'll put links to in the show notes. There's this endless moving between excitement and exhaustion and reflection and boredom. And it feels like you could never really break the cycle. But what would it take to break the cycle? What would it take for us not to be hanging out for a break this time every year? What if we could get to November saying, hey, I'm good. I'm looking forward to some time out for sure, but I'm not exhausted. So broadly, I reckon there's two possibilities. One, the pressure comes off. And two, we change how we deal with the pressure. And to be honest, I reckon option one's pretty unlikely, right? Which leaves us with option two, changing how we deal with the pressure. And given our endemic culture of busyness, it's not necessarily an easy choice, but it is a choice. I think we need a more sustainable approach, one where we break the infinite loop, one where we're perhaps not driving a car, but perhaps the metaphor is instead tending a plant. For a plant to thrive, it needs regular feeding and watering, and its needs change throughout the year. And the best gardeners are in rhythm with the seasons and set things up to work with them. I reckon that's a good question. What do you believe? What would you need to believe to run your year in a more sustainable way? Perhaps you need to believe that downtime is just as important as do time. Then you'd make ample time for not doing and learn how to use it well. That's one I find hard, just resting and not doing. And I reckon there's a lot of us in that boat. Perhaps we'd also need to believe that doing our best work involves periods of discovery, not just relentless delivery. Then we make ample time for inquiry, for learning, and for exploration of ideas. Sounds good. Perhaps also we'd need to believe that we're more in charge than we think of how we get to spend our time. If we believe that, we'd make ample time for the most important stuff, and we'd say no to things that don't serve our purpose. If we're in a leadership role, perhaps we'd need to believe that it's our role to create the conditions for people to thrive. And then we'd ensure that there's systems and rituals in place for people to be unhurriedly productive. What might happen if we believed those things and acted on them? Let's get rid of the story that we all need to just hang on until Christmas. Let's create a new story, one where we're playing a longer game than merely the annual cycle of work, 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 crash. If you're ready to break the cycle, then I've got an idea and an offer for you. I'm hosting a live webinar in November 2025, along with my partner Gillian, where we're going to together explore how to create your own life by design plan. It's a practical approach that we both use to design our lives, get really deliberate and specific, but it's a lot of flexibility and freedom. And have you ever heard the term freedom within a framework? That's what this webinar is all about, and giving you a framework to design how you want to live your life. In my experience, the people who thrive aren't the ones who push harder. They're the ones who design better. And in this webinar, we're going to explore things like how to identify and design for what truly matters and what doesn't, and ways to build in renewal throughout the year, not just at Christmas. We'll also get into some really practical structures and tools that help you stay on track without burning out. It's not really about productivity or quick fixes and hacks. It's more about fundamentally rethinking how you want to live your life. We've designed this session primarily for couples, actually, We got a lot of interest after a LinkedIn post I did. Again, I'll put that in the show notes. But I reckon this stuff is relevant for anyone. If you're serious about changing how you want to live, including how you work, then I think this will be a beneficial thing for you. So it's scheduled for the 24th of November, 2025. I'll put a link in the show notes or just go to digbyscott.com/lifebydesign and you can find out all about it there and sign up. Going to keep it limited in terms of the numbers so we can create some space for real conversation. So jump in early and grab a seat or two for you and your partner. And I reckon you'll get a whole lot of benefit just from hearing our story, but also getting the tools that we use to create your story. I'm Digby Scott, and this is Dig Deeper. And until next time, go well.